Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Thompson, 07-1329. Morning, Mr. Mark. Afternoon, Mr. Madden.
Good afternoon. Mr. and Mrs. Thompson request after-the-fact authorization to retain the side walls which partially enclose a previously permitted non-commercial boathouse adjacent to their property situated along Balls Creek in Northumberland County. Here's some establishing shots. I won't need the lights to go down. You can keep them up. This is the Great Wicomico River, the Route 200 crossing, Glebe Point. Heath fills up in this direction and Reed builds out off the paper. That's Balls Creek. And let's move in a little bit closer, a little closer shot of Balls Creek. Here again is Route 200 and Glebe Point. That's the approximate location of where I believe that the Thompson's Boathouse is. Here's an aerial photograph from 2002, which shows the boathouse in place. And that's the structure. I first became aware of this project when the Thompsons voiced a concern about their neighbor's boathouse here. Mr. Lowe was attempting at that time to construct an open-sided boathouse. So this is actually the photograph I took when I flew the Lowe project. And at the time, I noticed that there were two structures on the same pier. And for that matter, I noticed that there was two piers on the properties and only one house. So it led me to go into the files and do a little bit of research. I found out that there's a property line right down the middle of that. And further along, I found a little bit more data about the boathouses. Here's a little closer shot. I found out that in 1987, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson sought and were given authorization to construct a 38-foot-long by 17-foot-wide enclosed timber boathouse perpendicular to the shoreline, and that a year later they sought and received authorization to construct a 24-by-24, a little bit wider than this, dual-pitch open-sided boathouse. So there was going to be another peak on this boathouse. After flying it, I got a hold of Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, who were gracious. They were very cooperative. They showed me on the property. I walked down through this whole area, and incidentally, they had removed their opposition for the low boathouse. And so I took a look at what was down there, and this is what I saw, and this is the reason that we're here today. I noted that there was a pontoon boat in here and that the sides were enclosed. What was explained to me is that when they were constructing this boathouse, they opted for a single pitch because at the time the couple owned a sailboat, so it didn't require a second roof. And also that when they were in the process of constructing the roof, they were very concerned about the sun damage to the boats in here, and they contacted our office. But before that, I needed to tell you that I filed a notice to comply, which was served by the Marine Patrol. And so what happened after that, in a very timely fashion, I might add, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson filed a joint permit application requesting after-the-fact authorization for it, and this is what we've got. I received this shortly after having the notice to comply served, and it shows two boathouses on the property, and and the private pier. It points out the perspective is we're looking straight down at it as if the roof were not there. And what we're seeing here is a 20-foot, 4-inch long sidewall that I believe is on the south side of the property. And then we have a 12-foot, 11-inch wall that would run along the main run of the pier, and that it was going to be 10 foot high. So those represent the walls that enclose that boathouse. I wanted you to see what was previously permitted, because at that time I went down and conducted a compliance check. I found that the boathouse, which I've indicated here in red, which is the original boathouse, the larger of the two boathouses, was in conformance. It measured. Mr. Thompson and I measured it. It looked fine. Here are the drawings. As you can see, it looks very, very close to almost exactly like that which you saw just a few moments ago on the aerial photograph. One thing I wanted to point out here is that what I wanted to point out is during this particular conversation, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson maintained that they had contacted our office and had gotten a hold of Mr. Bert Perlori, who no longer works here, and that they received an authorization over the telephone for them. And actually, my understanding is that Mr. Perlori said that they were not, a permit modification was not required. And I believe in their submission, although I didn't note it in my review, there is a photo of the card that Mr. and Mrs. Thompson returned to us. Yes, this is item 22-23, wherein Mrs. Thompson notes that Bert Perlori had talked to her down there. So they maintained that they contacted this office, and someone from the office said to go ahead, that they were all in the clear. Now, as far as documentation goes, you'll see that this is the document that in 1988, which gave Mr. and Mrs. Thompson authorization to construct the original double pitch boathouse. You'll see that in red it shows that it's 24 foot by 24 foot, and that all activities authorized shall be in conformance with drawings dated March of 1988. These are those drawings, 1988, and you'll see in two sections here. You'll see double pitch, of course, as I mentioned a number of times, but you'll also note in red here it says that the roof only, that it's open-sided. This, the intention of the permittees to have an open-sided boathouse is confirmed by another statement in the second drawing, which indicates that the sides, they will be open. So based on that, note, there has not been any protest on the project. No other state agency has objected to the project. And in the form of a summary and recommendation, the notarized permit document, this document here, endorsed by Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, the signature clearly states that all activities authorized therein shall be accomplished in accordance with plans and drawings dated March 1988. Those project drawings clearly indicate that in three separate places that the boathouse was to be an open-sided structure. No modification requests or modified drawings were ever submitted to our agency. In reviewing applications for encroachment over state-owned submerged lands, commission staff is guided by Section 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia. Considering the fact that the Thompsons already have an enclosed boathouse and the apparent lack of water dependency or the justification for an additional enclosed boathouse, staff cannot conclude that the sides are either necessary or appropriate. As such, staff recommends denial of the after-the-fact application and further recommend that the commission direct that the Thompsons remove the unauthorized sides within 90 days in lieu of further enforcement action. And that concludes. I'll leave a photograph of it if you'd like to
Thank
see
you,
it.
Thank you, Jeff. Any questions of Mr.
Any
Madden?
Questions?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Is the owner here or representative?
Here present and would you
proceed.
Good morning, ma'am. Or good afternoon, ma'am. Are both of you going to speak, do you think? Or?
I'm encouraging my husband to speak.
Okay. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth stuff you got. Can you state your name, please?
My name is Alice Thompson, and you may find Ann Thompson somewhere within those records because that's what I go by.
Okay, thank you.
We strenuously object to what Jeff Madden recommends.
Yes, you may. Counselor?
This is some documentation that we've brought with us. I see it's somewhat redundant to what he's passed out, but I hope we can also prove our point that about this whole situation. In this notebook, you have our original application dated December 15th, 1987. And in the application back in 1987, there were only two, this is behind the first tab, the red tab. There were only two references in that application to boathouses, and they do not distinguish one way or the other, open-sided or enclosed side. And we marked for Appendix A with an X, and it says for a boathouse. And then the next one in Appendix A that we marked shows that they will have covered slips. And both those references are to the terminology stated on the application by VMRC in their joint permit application. Now, granted, I drew this application thing. I was using an old DOS program that allowed you to use a cursor that do your 45-degree angles and so on and so forth. It's a pretty primitive, you said, second-grade level drawing. But anyhow, it conveyed what we wanted to do. And on the slip that's more shoreward, we had a sailboat. And it was a 22 Catalina, and the mast stuck up so high we obviously couldn't put it in there. So we didn't proceed with enclosing that side at the time the first side was built. And once we got underway, the sun on our creek is brutal. We have Anderson-tinted windows in our house, and still we have to put shades over them when the east or west sun hits. But behind your second tab here, I have the regulations. And back in 1988, when all this was going on, there were no regulations about boathouses that said sides or no sides. A boathouse was a boathouse. And I have four code sections in here. I know you're very familiar with most of it. The authority is established for the commission in the Virginia Constitution. But in the Army Corps of Engineers permit requirements for boathouses, there's nothing in there that's part of the joint application. There's nothing in there that specifically references sides versus no sides. But what we were building all this back in 1988, and the regulations then were quite different from what they are today. And I was able to get from Richmond this fax with the 1988 regulations, which we should have been covered by. And I typed on the preceding page to that fax the second paragraph just to make it more legible. My fax machine is terrible. And again, there's not even a reference to boathouses. It talks about wharves, bulkheads, dredging, and fill, and such things. But boathouses just aren't even mentioned. Obviously, they required a permit, but things came along. I'm not sure when this was actually passed. I heard one gentleman reference it, and I didn't catch the date, but in farther on in here, I've got downloaded from the internet the current code, and yes, boathouses are mentioned as open-sided. But this is many, many years later. It's almost 20 years later. Under this blue tab in the notebook, I have a chronology of sort of what we did. December 15th, 1987, we sent in our joint application permit. This is the blue tab. March 29th, we got a postcard from the Army Corps of Engineers acknowledging receipt of the application. Same date, a letter from VMRC requesting a copy of the public notice when it appeared in the local newspaper. And a letter went from VMRC stating that we might require a permit from Northumberland County Wetlands Board and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Northumberland County did not pass its boathouse regulations for several months later. It was actually, I think, April 89 that they passed them. We did receive authorization from the Army Corps of Engineers on April 13th, 88, and VMRC May 9, 88. By October, and all these papers are in here, we got around to soliciting bids. And the person that we used was Charlie Folk, Fairhaven Marine. And at that time, there were no rules against putting sides on a boathouse, and we were being beaten by the East Sun. The boat you see in this photograph happens to be my boat. I treated myself to it one time, and it's totally open, and it's all carpet and vinyl. And that boat is a 1992, and I think you can see how well it's been preserved as a result of having the sides and the roof over it. Going on from here, once construction began, construction was wrapping up, our contractor suggested that I should call VMRC, which I did. Bert Corollari, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, does not remember the conversation. If I wasn't speaking with him, whoever it was identified himself as Bert Corollari. It was a male voice, and that's all I can go on. And he gave his name, or his title, as environmental engineer. I believe Jeff Madden said that he was identified himself with habitat management. I have no recollection of that, but I wrote myself a note, and the note is photocopied in this notebook about my conversation. It was just very brief, but I was asking him specifically if we needed to amend our permit in any way to put sides on two sides of the boathouse, and he said no. So I thought I'd called the right authority, spoken to someone in authority, and could go forward. To follow up on that, we sent our postcard back to VMRC. That is photocopied in here, and I put a note at the bottom that summarizing the conversation that no, let me read it. Two sides of slip farthest from shore covered. No amendment necessary per Bert Corollari, VMRC. Now, I understand that this postcard may never have gotten into our file. Somehow, that doesn't surprise me, though. After this started heating up on this boathouse, we came down here to look at our files, and we have four permitted files. And we have submitted four postcards to VMRC, and only one of those files has our postcard in it. I think someone may have been a little remiss in his or her duties in filing these cards. I can't believe that three out of four, 75% of them, were lost by the post office. So that's my answer to that. We certainly acted in good faith by calling the commission, then notifying them, and we also sent a letter to the Wetlands Board. And it's dated January 2nd, 1989. It's done with an old dot matrix printer. This letter pretty much summarizes the same thing that I said before, that Bert Corollari, environmental engineer with VMRC, said we did not need to amend our application to put sides on it. Certainly, there were no regulations in those days that pertained to sides. A boathouse was a boathouse with or without sides. This is nearly 20 years ago. And I think in talking with Jeff Madden, he said that we should have sent in a revised application. We didn't know we were supposed to do it. We went on good faith of the person with whom we spoke, and we certainly did notify people. And in here I have one small tab. It does have our new drawings that we took when all this started stirring up, and it does show the two sides, and it's the exact same illustration that Jeff used in his presentation. Jeff has been most gracious throughout this procedure, but I do feel a little jackpotted today. He never told us he was going to recommend against it. We might have sprung for an attorney. Could have spoken better than I have.
I don't know about that.
Anyhow, we believe we're grandfathered. We certainly did everything right in 1988, everything we knew how to do, everything we thought might be required. And we really would appreciate it if you would allow us to keep those sides.
Okay.
I know they've been quite controversial on both houses today, but ours go back 20 years.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions? Let me maybe cut to the quick on this. Our engineers deal with, you can have a seat or you can stand if you want to, it doesn't matter. Our engineers do, I think, a marvelous job. How many permits a year, Bob, now?
Over
3,000 permits a year. And over those 3,000 permits, gosh knows how many different independent conversations they have with individuals that may be involved in the process. This is a pretty well-documented record. I mean, it's probably, considering it's 20 years old, extremely well-documented. Bert Paralari, I don't know Bert other than his capacity at DEQ. I don't in any way impugn his integrity or question his recall, honesty, or any other moral character that he may have. For one thing is for sure, this lady had one thing on her mind, and that is this one specific project, as is evidenced by the record. Mr. Paralari, based on our workload, probably had a number of different ones, and I know that we checked with him. It's a matter of who you believe at the instant moment. And considering the record keeping that this lady has, I would tend to believe that what she's saying, based on the documentation, is true. So I just wanted to get that out. I know that I'm not a judge, and this is a quasi-judicial body, but you have to look at the whole totality of circumstances in determining what accuracy this whole context of this case is taken in. So, having said that, Mr. Tankard.
I guess some of the documentation that the applicant has given us, you see though twice mentioned that they're applying for a cover to cover two existing boat slips with the roof structure only, dash, no walls. So that's been, I see that twice in the permit.
I missed that, but...
Once it's depicted in a drawing, I guess, again, submitted by the applicant, as she mentioned. Two covered slips, dash, roof only.
I didn't, but she also indicates that she did call down. I don't know. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think an issue is whether or not the applicant got authorization or sought necessary authorization from the commission, and at this point, I'm inclined to give the applicant the benefit of the doubt. I think, as you indicated in your comments, there's extensive documentation in this record by the applicant. It does seem clear that they did get the commission staff to indicate that they had added the walls in a departure from the original application. So I don't see this as so much a policy question about enclosed boathouses as I do. The fact that the applicant appears to have contacted the commission.
I think you make a good point there. It's not I echo that. It's not a policy decision, as you heard my earlier comments and a motion that failed. But anyway, further comments by members of the commission?
I concur, and I would make a motion that we grant the applicants to keep the sided boathouse.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. Once again, to echo what's been said, not to be repetitive, but this, in all due respect, is not a policy decision. It's a decision based on what I believe to be fundamental fairness. And I'll take the vote on the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
One no, Mr. Tankard. Thank you very much.
You saved yourself a lot of money by not getting an attorney, because you did an excellent job.
It is now 12. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. It's now 12:30. We've got one more habitat matter. Do you want a break for lunch, or do you want to have the habitat matter? Mr. Tankard says, let's roll. That sounds good to me, and then we can take whatever we need for lunch, and we'll go from there. Who's up? Mr. Nykirk?
Yes,
Coastal Design and Construction, 07-1204.
Doing a lot of baby song today.
Ken and Kathy, I can just leave the lights on, I believe, if we can get it back up here. Let's see. There we go. Coastal